Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
East Coast Radio, good morning.
Darren Moore, Sky Shovels. Hi, guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Yo.
That's excited.
That's interesting.
Really?
From you? Is it a happy Tuesday?
No, I'm just excited for the matrix.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So happy matric day. It's not really a Tuesday.
Are you gonna? Is this like the official matric dance for 2020?
I think we should do that.
Oh, guys, it was so nice. As I walked in this morning, you know the one lady at security downstairs at our building.
Mm-hmm.
She was literally dancing for joy.
Oh, nice!
And I was like, Sissy, what happened? She's like, my daughter Basile, she's got a matric.
Nice,
I was just like so stoked. There's such a proud mom.
It's
gonna be lots of moms and dads and learners out there today that are gonna feel like they've done something quite phenomenal.
And there's a duality of messaging that we have to put out there today. It's mm-hmm. like, yes, celebrate the fact that you passed, but also there's that really, really important bit of, like, if you didn't, it really, I know people can say it's not the end, and hopefully you really, really understand that. Some of my favorite people have failed. Everyone's failed at something, and all the best people fail a lot.
Mm.
The Elon Musks, they fail. The Bezoses, they fail many, many times. And the failure is not, in actual fact, we should banish the word failure for the day.
Yeah,
it's actually a
learning
challenge,
curve.
A hurdle.
Definitely.
A impediment. Just a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
A little bit of life spice.
And
just got sprinkled on you.
If I may just actually add in a little personal story here. My dad only got his matric after I was born.
Wow.
He left school really early. His mom passed and he had to look after his brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And my mom helped him to get his matric. And my dad is an entrepreneur. He's got a business that's been going now for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of him. And like I said, I was already born. He already was a dad when he got his matric. So it's
after you were born, he decided, I'm going to go
to school every day. Exactly. How do I not have to spend more time with this child?
That's
wow, Darren, you've just put it into perspective. He went on to get his master's.
Yeah, he had no intention to. But master's in three fields. Well done.
Dr. Miller. No, but it just is like, you can put the effort in. And, you know, if you're woken up this morning and the results are not what you were expecting, that's the path you're meant to be taking.
Yeah.
You know, so just roll with the punches.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say,
remember SABC CEO? No matric.
For real?
Why are you going to SABC? John Steenhuisen.
John Steenhuisen. No, he has a matric. He doesn't have a degree.
He has a matric, doesn't have a degree.
Yes.
Okay, pass.
Okay.
Yes.
Does he have a matric?
Be careful with those SMS things.
Yeah.
Those SMS your exam number.
Ah,
because
good call.
I was in trouble when I was in matric because my dad SMS'd that out before and it said Sky Sharp Smiley. Mm-hmm. So SS mm-hmm. Shabalala 0.36, mm-hmm. you failed.
Yeah.
What?
Eat at night.
Yeah.
At night I was having a braai.
Yeah.
So say.
Check, double check.
Look at the newspaper. Look from Ilanga. Look Isolezwe. Make sure you look at all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this throughout the entire day. It is your day.
Sure.
Listen. Mm. Any other matric from any other period will tell you how hard matric was. And if you were surviving 2020 was a thing.
Yeah.
And then actually being able to accomplish matric at the same time. And you people with your six A's during a pandemic, you're not normal.
Yeah, also they had
That's not normal.
Nothing else except
saying. They wanted the lockdown.
Exactly.
Some people say, oh, good, I won't be forced to go play sport. I will stay home and get my six or seven A's.
Sure.
But to all of you, now, whatever the experience, whatever you're feeling, however the reveal is for you, we want to be the first to know. As I told you, I didn't wait for my results. I'm sure I was pushed through. So I didn't experience that. I want to experience that vicariously. Those of you who struggled with English, vicarious means to experience it through someone.
Aussie mansplaining.
But yes, whatever, like for better or for worse, right? Sounds of absolute joy and elation and sounds of disappointment. Oh, well, I can, you know, better like next time I might venture into something else. Whatever you're feeling, please share with us on our WhatsApp number.
061-792-9495.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.